Remember how to do it if you want to show me.
It's just cool. I just like to make sure that it's on. You're fine. Just pretend it's not there.
It's not there.
Would you like to do the prayer? Would you like to pray?
Yeah, that's fine.
when you've been pretending to come there, that's what happened.
Robin, would you like to do the pledge?
Yes, can do that.
That ready, easy. Start. Well, it is 2 minutes after the hour, after 6 o'clock, so it's 6:02. Let's get started, shall we? Welcome, everyone. We have a large audience tonight. It's really happy to see them. We'll begin with a invocation by Wayne, okay. And pledge. Following that, Robin will lead us in the pledge.
Dear God, we thank you for the opportunity we have to live in this community. We thank you for the people who provide the protection in our fire district for both our fire and medical needs. We ask that you would be with the board this evening, that we make decisions based on the knowledge that we have and the information we are provided. And we ask that we do this with the best interest of the district and our community in mind. We ask that you look over all of our firefighters so that they remain safe in their jobs. And we ask that we all arrive home safely this evening. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ready to start?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have a short agenda tonight. It's kind of cool. So let's look at the consent agenda. There's declarations of conflict of interest. I know then before we went down the line to declare that, should we go ahead and do that? Let's begin over here on my left.
Randy Aton, no conflict.
Robin Smith, no conflict.
Paul Louie, no conflict.
Wayne Peterson, no conflict.
Dave Imlay, no conflict. Scott Pechtel, no conflict.
Todd Sands, no conflict.
And Lorene Cox, no conflicts. So we need to approve the consent agenda. It consists of declarations that we just did, the agenda that's before us, approval of March 18th, 2026 minutes, and review of checks and deposits for March 2026. So we can have discussion or we can have somebody.
I move for approval of the consent agenda as just read to us by the chair.
Okay, we have a motion by Paul.
I'll second.
And a second by Robin. Any discussion? Seeing none, I'll take a vote. Let's start from my right this time.
Todd Sands, aye.
Scott Pechtel, aye.
Dave Imlay, aye.
Wayne Peterson, aye.
Paul Louie, aye.
Robin Smith, aye.
Randy Aton, aye.
Lorene Cox, aye. Okay. We would have citizen comment. We don't have any citizens here to comment tonight unless anybody would like to from.
Can I ask a question of the chair or the chief? We have, you know, all comments need to be submitted, written, and emailed. Is there a reason we have that in there?
We've never stuck to it. Yeah. It's always just kind of been that way. It's not in our bylaws or anything. I'm happy to take that off if you'd like.
If that's the board is happy.
Which off? Joe, I couldn't hear.
To where they have to submit it in writing to us, oh. Where they can actually just do it in the public hearing if you'd like to.
I think we should leave it there.
Okay.
But I don't, if someone was here and wanted to comment, I see nothing wrong with allowing that. And so if you want to change it to either or, I'm okay with that.
I'll come up with some coverage and change that.
Well, what if it was all public comments are requested to be submitted in writing?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay. I don't think that needs a motion. That's just a great comment. Thank you, Todd. Okay, business. Today we'll discuss and vote on an RFP. Joe, you want to go ahead and, I've read through it. Looked like a great RFP. I noticed they had some school districts that were in on that. Good note of that. Washington County Conservancy District uses them.
Yep, some local. So this is the nice thing about having you guys. This is the financial advisor, I have public credit, takes care of all of this for us. Where they actually submitted out, put out, published the RFP. We got three responses back, and then they go through and vet them all and rank them, and then give them to me for a recommendation. And I also went through all three of them. Gilmore, the one that's in your packet, is the one that both, well, if you guys know him, his name is Mark Anderson, who's our representative from Zion Public Finance. He does a lot of your guys' municipalities. He went vetted through them, went through them, and I did, and we collaborated, and we both landed on Gilmore. One being the amount of experience that they have. They range all over in districts, cities, municipalities, everything that they do. Part of it was their fee. Their fee was actually right smack in the middle of the other two. But what they offer is a bigger firm, so more eyes are actually on the bonding documents that they'll do for us. So other than that, if there's any questions I can answer for you guys, I'd be happy to kind of give you a timeline of what we're working through now. So we're working through the documents of the new station, the new admin station. We're actually going right into engineer plans now. So what we have to do is we have to have our bond council set up for the bonding. Next month, we'll see documents come in to create a local building authority under the district, because we do not currently have one. We've always bonded under the county. Where the county's no longer doing that, we have to do it ourselves. So we'll create that local bonding authority, which is actually will be created just as you guys as the board being the board for the local building authority. And then the month after that, we will do the public hearing for the bonding, and the month after that, we'll actually submit the bond out for financing. So if everything goes perfect.
Okay.
So is there a problem with not taking the low bid? Is there a good enough reason?
I mean, part of it is low bid is one singular attorney, and he had two references in the state. And they were both very small projects, and when it's very small, they were under $500,000.
Okay.
So
there's a good reason for not
taking the low bid. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So.
Who are the others?
The other one is Chapman. And Fletcher, it was the third one. And I'm happy to send, I'll get the other copies from Mark if you'd like to see them and send them to you guys.
Any other questions for Joe? For the chief?
You call me Joe, I'm Joe.
All right, then it's an action item. So I would entertain a motion to approve or not.
I'll make a motion to approve item number D, the RFP for bond council.
Okay, we have a motion by Scott.
Dave,
sorry.
That's
good. I knew I'd blow it.
Well, I'll second it then.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any more discussion? All right, I'll do approval.
Reed, aye.
Robin Smith, aye.
Paul Louie, aye.
Wayne Peterson, aye.
Dave Emily, aye.
Scott Pechtel, aye.
Todd Sands, aye.
And Lorraine Cox, aye. Okay. Do we have any need for a closed session today?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either. All right, I would take a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second.
Sorry, guys.
All right.
Like I said, sometimes it's...
That's awesome.
Something that we don't. I'm putting that list together.